Hi. Whoop, there you go. So welcome, everybody. So stages of commitment. I have gone into this extensively, so I'm going to keep this intro very short. The document as written was written in 1978 for a specific community. We are not that community, and it is not 1978. So more so than usual, it is important for you to make these commitments yours. You need to own them. They need to express where you are, what you want to say. And if there are reservations, this is the time. You can take a commitment if you're 90% there. And the reason is that the commitments, if you take the commitments and you underline the verbs, they're all about, are you willing? Not, what did you do yesterday? Are you willing? And one of the commitments, one of the later commitments is to refresh yourself anew, which means yesterday was not a good day. To restart, to reset. To reinvoke your willingness. So please change the absolute quality of the words that you are reading where you need to and make these your own. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through stage one, and then those for whom that is sufficient will turn their video off, and then we'll continue for the additional stages. So do you guys have any questions? Okay. What I do just to keep my own sanity is I go in alphabetical order. So it'll be Barbara, Faith, Therese, just so I know who I'm calling on next, and just so you know how this is going to keep cycling around. So the stages of commitment to the pathwork. The stage one commitment is a commitment to the self, to one's own spiritual growth through the guide, through the light of the guide's teachings. And yet question one is, are you fully aware that the pathwork is a spiritual path and not an individual therapy? Are you aware? So Barbara. Need to go ahead and unmute the three of you, and we'll then it won't be so cumbersome technically.
Thank you, Ro. No, I can't see you, Jan. I can see you, I think, Therese. Okay, I can see you now, Jan. I am fully aware that the pathwork is a spiritual path and not an individual therapy, and it is one of the great joys of doing this work, because it removes the limitations when you have a therapy without a spiritual component.
Thank you, Barbara. Faye?
Yes. I know yes is not a sufficient answer, but...
Well, give me a second. Because you have taken stages one and two, the instruction to not say just yes is more for the stage that is new to you. So my invitation to you is this. If you're settled and it's done, please go ahead and say yes.
Okay.
And if you have something to add that you may not have said before, go ahead and add it.
Yes. My answer is yes to the first question, stage one.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Faith. Therese.
Yes. Good morning. Yeah, I am fully aware that this is a spiritual path and not individual therapy. Fully committed to that. Have been for 7 years, probably. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you, Therese. Question two. Although at this point of your commitment, Your involvement may only be on a more or less individual basis. Are you willing to allow for the fact that you are entering a spiritual community whose aim goes beyond personal development? I suppose the guide could have asked this all at once, but it would have been a paragraph and hard to grasp. Barbara.
I'm more than willing. I am delighted to be entering a spiritual community with this work. And I believe it is beyond personal development, so I'm very, very, hard in what you say here. Yes, I'm more than happy to be involved in that.
Thank you. Faith.
Yes.
Therese.
Yes, I am willing to allow for the fact that I'm entering a spiritual community whose aim goes beyond personal development. I realize that this community that I'm committed to includes this group, the people in the meetings. I also realize that it extends beyond to all of the people whose lives they touch, we touch. That really moves me to know that this is true and right.
Thank you. Question three. Since this work is based on the teachings in the lectures, do you commit yourself to study the lectures carefully? And when not understanding parts of them, to allow yourself to be helped in this understanding? Barbara.
I do commit myself to allow for me to continue studying the Pathwork lectures. And there are times when my brain seems to be working and I kind of think I understand. And then there are other times when it feels quite a challenge. And I'm very more than willing to do what's necessary to overcome that.
Thank you. Faith.
Yes.
Therese.
Yes, I am committed to studying the lectures, to continue to study the lectures carefully, and to look for guidance when I don't understand something. If the lectures are and really nourish me, and will continue to do so. Yes, I'm committed to that.
Thank you. Question four. Do you commit yourself to allow for any eventuality as far as the reality of creation is concerned? You do not have to believe anything, but you need to remove a tight no in you that may barricade experience. Are you willing to let yourself experience without preconceived ideas whatever is real? And my caveat is always, yet at the best of my ability, a preconceived idea is pretty hard to work around. So that's why I stress, are you willing?
Well, I am willing. I am willing. And I like to challenge myself as much as possible in this area. But it doesn't mean I don't have blind spots. But I'm very happy for people to point them out to me. Well, I might not be happy at the time, but I'd be happy in the long run. I'm more than willing to understand the dynamics behind the fear in that process of letting go of prejudices that can help to make one feel more secure than in fact is reality.
Thank you, Barbara. Faith.
Yes.
Therese.
Yes, I've been working on question four and question five for several months, and I am fully committed to removing those barricades in myself. I realized in processing a lot of this that I perceived commitment as giving up something, as an either or, that I would be giving up my freedom, that I would become a slave to what I was committing to. And working with Jan and processing this, I just felt baggage removed, like a big weight lifted when I realized it's not either or, it's freedom. This commitment, the path work is about freedom. It's about the commitment to the truth, to what's real. And whenever I've found what's true and what's real, I'm freed. So that recognition was really a big deal, and I'm fully, fully committed to that.
Thank you, Therese. And question five. If you feel threatened in the process of removing a fixed prejudice, are you willing to understand the dynamics behind this fear in the process of your pathwork, even before you may actually dare give up the prejudice or fixed belief in question? Barbara.
I think I possibly mixed up these two questions. The preconceived ideas and prejudice are so similar. But yes, I am, you know, more than willing and welcome the sense of letting go of fixed beliefs, which on the whole I'm not even aware of. So help in being shown what those fixed beliefs might be, I'm very welcome and open to it.
Thank you. Faith?
Yes.
Therese?
Yes, I am willing to understand the dynamics behind any fear in the process of my path work. Even before I may be willing to let go of it. Yes.
Okay. That's stage one. So thank you for your commitment to self and to your spiritual journey. I want to check in. Barbara, that's the only stage you were wanting to take. Is that correct?
It is, but I would be happy to take stage two if there was the time. I have considered those questions too, and I'm happy to do them.
Okay, so stay on. Therese?
I'm going to wait, so I will sign off now.
Okay.
Thank you.
So if you'll turn off your video, thank you. We'll get there. Okay. And Faith, you're going to continue.
Yes.
Okay. Stage two. Stage two is a commitment to relationships with others that are based in truth and love. And there are five questions. Question one, do you fully accept and commit yourself to all the questions pertaining to stage one? It's a double check. Just in case. Thank
yes.
you, Barbara. Faith?
Yes.
Question two. You are now part of a larger community, and as such, you share responsibility with all your path brothers and sisters, and I like to enlarge that to brothers and sisters, in the building of a new society. Are you willing to carry this awareness with you and consider it whenever issues come up? Barbara.
I am willing to consider it whenever these issues arise. I already feel as though I'm part of a larger community, and therefore automatically share responsibility with those in it, including mm-hmm. perhaps people who are not necessarily in it. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Faith?
Yes.
Question 3. As part of a larger community, concerned with a larger cause, you can be confronted by your peers by something that they see in you. They may be correct in their perceptions, or they may harbor hate or jealousy feelings for you, which would taint their perceptions. Are you willing to consult your innermost self, the truth of God in you, about the relevancy and accuracy of such a confrontation? Barbara.
I am willing to consult my innermost self, the truth of God in me, about the relevancy and accuracy of such a confrontation. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Faith.
Yes.
Question 4. If you see something negative in one of your path brothers or sisters, in one of your brothers or sisters, are you prepared to take the risk to confront them? Are you willing to chance their anger with you for the sake of the truth, for the sake of their higher self, as a real expression of your love? Barbara.
I am prepared to take that risk. Whenever I have the courage to do so. Mm-hmm. I have to use that caveat, I'm afraid.
Yep.
It's not always present, but I am willing to try. Mm-hmm. And for the sake of truth and for the sake of the higher self, and as an expression of my love, I have done it in the past. I will continue whenever I can.
Thank you. And Faith.
Yes.
Question 5 is always the big one. Question 5 is overly specific. So I'm going to do a little editorializing with this one. It starts out saying, are you willing to forswear? And that's an antique word. Forswear means to decide or declare to not.
Lunas and Janus.
Therese, your mic's still on.
That's okay.
Forswear means to decide or declare to not engage in, to disavow. Doesn't mean perfection. Means to make a decision, to make a declaration, to disavow, even if it crawls back in your lap and you have to do it again. Hmm. Are you willing to forswear all kinds of collusion, active and passive ones, by commission or omission, against peers or authority figures? Are you willing to muster the courage to confront the other person if the collusion comes from them, and propose to go together to the third person who may possibly be maligned or gossiped about, to question with an open mind what the truth is? Now, if we go back over that, it is so specific. And it doesn't include the fact that collusion, by definition, involves you. So when it says the other person, the truth is we become aware that we're in it with them. So collusion is not something somebody else does without your permission. Collusion is done with your unfortunate negative permission. Okay. So when you go to the other person, the third person, you say, what's the truth? You're trying to clear yourself rather than turn the other person in, or, and it's not clear in this commitment. I have trouble with this commitment, how it's phrased. But this is where I think the commitment really starts. This means giving up momentary gratification and relief, a negative pleasure. And this would be your sacrifice for God, for the larger cause of which you have become a part. So for me, to forswear collusion gives up the juicy negativity in it. It's your sacrificing of the fun bits of negativity. But that's my interpretation.
Okay. Well, I remember before I found this very difficult to understand, partly because I didn't understand the business of collusion with another person to go to a third person. And that's not kind of in my, it's not part of my, it's not, that's not, that's an unlikely occurrence. Mm-hmm. Let's put it like that. So it doesn't sort of ring very much for me, but the collusion, all kinds of collusion, active and passive, by commission or omission, against peers or authority figures, I'm very willing to give that up. Perhaps not against authority figures, now I come to think of it. No, I'm sorry, I can't do it. I think I have to start. Say, I'm so sorry, but I don't think I can say this completely, honestly.
Okay, so I'm going to read it again to you.
Yes.
Because it's important to be honest. And if you're not ready, that's okay.
Yes. I mean, if this includes politicians, I'm afraid I do enjoy negative pleasure in not colluding with them, obviously. But whatever. No, certainly not colluding with them. But what's the opposite of that? So I don't know. I'm a bit confused here.
Yeah. So let's take the hairy topic of politics. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have limited capacity to do anything about it. So griping is a release.
Yeah.
This commitment is about finding some other way than just griping. To give up the easy route.
Yeah.
The cheap shot.
Yeah.
And ask, and I can just give some for instances. To imagine what it takes to become a politician, to lead in today's climate.
Yeah.
How clean can you be to get to that place?
Absolutely. Yeah.
To be forgiving of the debris that sticks to you as you take a certain path.
Yeah.
And find another way to build constructively instead of snipe. That would be an example for reading in the news about something.
Yeah. Well, I'm willing to forswear, if we use this word, detailed what it is.
I looked it up in the dictionary. I didn't invent that. I looked it up in the dictionary.
No. I'm quite sure you did. And it's not like I'm willing to swear. I'm willing to forswear. I'm willing to try.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to become aware of the choice I make when I fall into sniping.
Right.
And I will try and find a more creative way of dealing with my anger.
So for me, So for me, that's the commitment. That's what all these are you willings are about.
Right.
Not about achieving a standard of perfection.
Yeah.
By taking the commitment, you are standing up and saying, this is what I'm going to try to do.
Yes.
I didn't go into a lot of detail when we started, but if you feel that you cannot hold this commitment, the way to step down is the next time there's a ceremony or with others, doesn't have to be public. You take stage one again and stop.
Okay.
And that erases.
Yes. That sounds good.
Two.
Very good. Yes.
Okay.
It gives me a period of time to really see just how willingly I can take this on.
Right. So a lot of people have shared that they didn't realize the breadth of these commitments until they took them.
Well, that is the real gift of saying it, having witnesses.
Right.
I can say it to myself, you know, but to say it with witnesses is, it's good. Right. Thank you.
And like I say, if you feel you really cannot hold this, we'll retake stage one and stop. Okay. And then you have undone stage two.
Okay.
So does that feel good for you? Do you feel that you're...
Yeah, it feels very good. Very good. Yes. I'm glad to have done stage two because I might not have done this. And I'm glad that there is a way that it can be undone if necessary.
Thank you, Barbara. And Faith, you're muted.
Sorry, yes.
Okay. So that's stage two, which is a big one because it involves real life stuff. Instead of your thinking, I can be spiritual and I have a path, now it's day to day. Now it's noticing in your relationships. So welcome to having taken that stage. Barbara, does that feel complete for you?
Thank you, Jan, it does.
Okay, so if you could click off your video. Thank you. So Faith, stage three.
Yes.
Stage three is a commitment to a sense of planetary responsibility and to serving in the world through the wisdom of the guide's teachings. And the guide says you've now made a commitment to deepen your study and practice of the lecture material, as this can help you to serve in the world in whatever form your vocation may manifest. This deepens a responsibility to live up to all the above points for both stages one and two. And whenever you fail, to work on it so that acting out will become less frequent. To the degree you are committed to what you do, what you do will be pleasurable, free from conflict, fruitful, and rewarding. It will be one-pointed in direction. It will have depth and meaning. It will be successful, and it will bear the stamp and feeling of blessedness. Commit yourself to the truth, and all must be well. So, question one: Are you willing to fully make this commitment with all your heart and mind?
Yes. I am. I've prayed and meditated on this stage, and I'm ready for this commitment without any reservations at all. And I want with all my heart and soul to make this commitment.
Question two. Are you willing to further your study and practice of the Pathwork teachings in whatever form is available to you? In regular private sessions, your regular path group, core work, lecture study formats?
Yes, I intend very much to participate in any pathwork activities that are available to me and to reach out for help and clarify when I have questions and any points of confusion. Sometimes the lectures, chunks of them will be worded in such a way that I have to read it 3 or 4 times to try and get rid of my confusion. So I'm very committed to reaching out for help when I feel confused. So yes.
And the last question, question three. Are you prepared to want to, not have to, contribute in some way to the growth of community? Do you pray for the love of this venture, so that giving to it will become your self-interest?
Yes, I want very much to contribute to the growth and well-being of path workers, and the growth of the pathwork community overall. I'm not sure what form that's going to take. I mean, certainly participating in sessions with you and conversations with others, but I'm excited about the prospects of it being a wider options of stuff to do. Not coming to me. And I believe very much that in addition to helping others, by helping the pathwork community, it will end up really enriching me. That it will help me grow closer to God and to help me love and appreciate the community as much as I can.
Okay. Thank you, Faith. So that is stage three. Thank you and congratulations on your commitment.
Thank you.
To all three levels.
Yes.